بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآل الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم أخرجني من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمني بنور الفهم. اللهم افتح علينا أبواب رحمتك وانشر علينا خزائن علومك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking for His guidance and assistance, we start our fourth semester. It's a great blessing of Allah that now this is the fourth semester that we come together and we have the honor of studying. We cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough for this blessing of being a talib, being a learner. May Allah not take away this blessing from us till we die. As you remember, in our series on Akhlaq, after we had the introductory discussion about the science of Akhlaq and then the philosophy of Akhlaq, different theories about Akhlaq, what is Islamic understanding of Akhlaq, then we started talking about the way we can organize moral values in the way we can understand what are more fundamental and what are less fundamental. Of course, everything is important, but if we don't know the priorities and we give equal attention to all the values, then there is a chance that those which are the most important may not get enough attention. So it's very important. One of the signs of wise people is that they are very concerned about priorities. Just to do good is not enough. Yeah? For some people, you have to tell them to do good things. But this is very basic. The main thing is to do the best things. Our life is very limited, and there are, you know, lots of things to do. So Aqil Hakim is the one who tries to understand the priorities. Okay? Even among the priorities, which one is the one that has more priority? So this is the way that we have to act. So we said, if you want to organize values, it seems that the most fundamental value is what? Truthfulness. Sidq. And we discussed that. Then we talked about karama. And he said, Ayatollah Mutahhari says, this is the, you know, core of Islamic ethics. And after studying karama, we discussed the relation between the two, and we said karama also goes back to truthfulness. And then we talked about humbleness, and we said this is also very much related to truthfulness. Now, the next value that is very important, and I think it can solve many social problems, is the value of insaf, fairness. Fairness is very important. I am 99% sure that you don't find maybe any book that, like me, puts this much emphasis on fairness. But inshallah, when you listen to the hadith of Ahlul Bayt and the argument that I will bring, you would see that I'm not exaggerating. Fairness is very, very important. Insaf is very important. Let us first familiarize ourselves with some hadith about insaf, and then we discuss and analyze, inshallah. Yes.
Injustice and fairness?
Yes. They're related, but justice is different. Amirul Mu'minin alayhi salam said, Al-Insaf Afdhalu Shiyam. Shiyam is the plural for Shima, which means characteristic, a trait of character. According to this hadith, which is in Nahjul Balagha, sorry, which is in Ghurarul Hikam, you know Ghurarul Hikam is a collection of Imam Ali's sayings, other than Nahjul Balagha. In Ghurarul Hikam, it says, fairness is the best trait of character. Afdhalu Shiyam. Inshallah, I will explain why. But even this single hadith by itself says many things. Afdhalu Shiyam. In another hadith, Amirul Mu'minin alayhi salam said, again, this is Ghurarul Hikam. Al-insaf yu'alliful qulub. Fairness brings hearts together. Ulfa, you know, in the Quran we have huwa alladhi allafa bayna qulub. Ulfa means closeness of the heart, you know, affection, mahabba. When someone is fair, automatically, naturally, you incline towards that person. When someone is not fair, automatically you want to get away because he expects too much. The one who is fair is not expecting too much. And he's not just asking. He's also thinking what I have to do. Because he's fair. Inshallah, I will explain. We have, you know, analysis of all these things. Inshallah. Al-insaf yu'allifu al-qulub. Now you understand. Yeah, you are familiar now with the Arabic, alhamdulillah, enough to understand. In the next hadith, Amir al-Mu'minin says, bin nasfate, nasfa is a noun for the same thing. Are you familiar with Esma Mastar? You know, in the Sarf we have Mastar and Esma Mastar. So this is Esma Mastar for Insaf. Like, you know, the difference between Ghasl and Ghusl. You know the difference between Ghasl and Ghusl? Ghasl is Mastar, means washing. Ghusl is what is the result of washing. So, al-nasfa means fairness. Bin-nasfa, tadumul wasla. With fairness, relations continue. So, the previous hadith says, insaf brings hearts together. This says insaf keeps hearts which are together, together. Because sometimes people are together, but then they are separated. Yeah? Sometimes, for example, two people start business, two partners. They work, you know, for some time, but then an issue comes, and one side sees that the other side is not fair. Is just trying to misuse this partnership. So he says, I am not going to continue this. It's enough. If there is no fairness, relations can break down. Many separations, divorces, as because one side or both sides are not fair. If they both are fair, there is never a separation. At least one side is not fair. Which side? Everyone says it's the other side. Yeah? We are not fair enough to say that the other side is fair, I am unfair. Say no, the other side is not fair. So, bin nasfate tadumul wasla. So, from this you realize that fairness brings people together, fairness keeps people together. In the next hadith, Amirul Mu'minin says, بالنسوته يكثر المواصلون. With fairness, those who relate to you become more. So your friends increase. Okay? In another hadith, Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam said, Zakat al-Qudra. When you know, there is zakat for everything. For money, there is zakat. For ilm, there is zakat. If you have reputation, good reputation, there is zakat for it. What is zakat if you have good reputation? To use it for helping people. Yeah? Someone has a request, no one, you know, pays attention to him, but I can, you know, ask people, you know, please help him. So because I have reputation, my zakat is to use my reputation for helping people. Okay? Okay. There is also zakat for qudra. If someone has power, if you have position, you have power, the zakat, the tax, the all that you have to give for your qudra is al-insaf. Try to be fair. Because, you know, when you have power and position and you can do what you want, if you are not fair, it's destructive. Yeah? Those who don't have power, even if they are not fair, they cannot do anything. Yeah? If a king is not fair, if a president, if a minister is not fair, if a father is not fair, a mother is not fair, then because they have some power and influence, it can be destructive. So when Allah has given you some power or position, the zakat that you have to give is to be fair. Inshallah, we'll analyze. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, La adla kal insaf. There is no justice like fairness. This is a hadith which needs reflection. La adla kal insaf. You cannot, of course, separate fairness from justice, because justice is the foundation for fairness. But fairness, as inshallah we will explain if Allah gives us tawfiq, fairness is a quality of the heart, of the soul, that helps you to observe justice against yourself. If you don't have fairness, you cannot be observing justice. Even you may not be understanding what is justice here. So justice is like something as an abstract idea. But you have to be trained. You have to be skillful so that you can observe justice. And fairness is what you need. Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam said, in another hadith, you know, sometimes I think a gift that we have and maybe we don't really appreciate is these beautiful sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Which community has leaders that the things they said you can bring to a class, to university, to house, and, you know, reflect. You know, some people have said few things, you know, 4 or 5 things, they become famous because they said, you know, there are 5 quotations from them or 2 quotations, they have become famous. We have volumes of sayings of Ahlul Bayt, and each of them by itself you can discuss, but we underestimate because we have always had this, so we take them for granted. You know, in Ziyarat Jama'ah, we say, you know, your names are with the names, your speech is with the speech of people, your grave is with the graves of people, but I don't know why yours is different. Your grave is different. Your speech is different. Your names are different. Although you are among people. So these hadiths are very special. Al-mu'minu yunsifu man la yunsifuhu. A mu'min observes fairness with respect to those who are not fair with him. So don't make this a condition. I say I am not fair with them because they are not fair with me. No. Don't make this a condition. Fairness is not conditional. Like justice. You cannot do zulm to people who do zulm. Can I do zulm to the people who do zulm? You cannot do zulm to the people. You have to be fair no matter what the other person is doing. Because of two reasons. First of all, because fairness is unconditional. Secondly, because if we allow people to say, okay, if they are not fair with you, you can also be unfair, then everyone becomes unfair because they always say people are not fair with us. Yeah? So we have to categorically ask people to be fair. Otherwise, they always find, you know, some excuses. Unfortunately, you know, people sometimes, you know, learn loopholes, you know, and, you know, this kind of bypasses and, you know, shortcuts, you know. So many times they deceive themselves. Yes.
The Quran says that if someone is wrong, he's got the right to give the answer up to the same extent. So if someone...
But you cannot do zulm.
You can go up to the level...
No, no. If someone is doing ta'addi, you know, is a transgressor, is, you know, doing some, for example, violation of your rights, okay? You can stand against that person. But you cannot do zulm. It's different. So, al-mu'minu yunsifu man la yunsifuhu. A mu'min has fairness even with the people who are not fair. Okay? So even with the non-believers, with the friends, enemies, everyone, you have to be fair. Okay? Amirul Mu'minin in another hadith said, A'dalu an-nas. The people who have greatest justice, the most just people, man ansafa man zalamahu. Those who are fair with respect to those who have wronged them. Imagine someone has done zulm to you and still you are fair. You are the most just person. Okay? This person has wronged me. But I still am fair. You know, for example, imagine someone has been wronged. He goes to the court. And then the judge mistakenly is giving a very strong, you know, sentence against the person who has wronged him, because the judge thinks that he has done other things also. Then this person must be so fair, he says, no, this has not done this much. Many of these things are not done by him. He starts defending the person who has wronged him. Or for example, a thief has come to your house and has, you know, taken something. Then if they want to ask him to give something more, you should defend the thief and say, no, this person is not. For example, they say he has broken your door. You say, no, my door was broken. Yeah? So, even with respect to the people who wronged you, you have to be fair. Okay? Even with respect to enemies, you have to be fair. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Sil man qata'ak." One of the, you know, makarim al-akhlaq is this: connect to the people who disconnected with you. Yeah. If someone has abandoned you, you should connect. Another one is wa ansif man khasamak, someone who has been hostile towards you, who has fought against you, be fair. Okay? How many students, when they get bad mark, they say the exam was okay, the marking was okay, I didn't study enough? How many? Those are fair. But many times, you know, we say the questions were not good, the paper was not marked. When we came to the class, you know, we had problems, you know, light was not enough, you know, the table was not comfortable, you know. So we bring all the excuses. But those who are fair, they say, no, I have to accept. I didn't study, I didn't do mubahisa. Yeah? Okay. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man wasal faqir wa ansafa an-nas min nafsih." Wasa, who knows what is wasa? Wasa, yuwasi, mubasat. Mubasat?
It's like brotherhood.
Mubasat means to share what you have with your brothers and sisters. Muwasat. Yeah? We have muwasat. And higher than muwasat is what? Ithar. Ithar means you give preference to your brother and sister. Yeah? يُؤْثَرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَ. So we have a cup of water. Muwasat is, I say, half for me, half for you. Isar is, I give cup of water to you. Okay? So, Rasulullah said, "Man wasal faqir," the one who does muwasat with poor people, shares with them. We don't say, do isar, at least do muwasat, share with them. Wa ansafa an-nas min nafsih, shares with them what he has, but also is fair with people. He's fair with people. If someone has these two qualities, man wasa al-faqir wa ansafa an-nas min nafsih, fadhalika al-mu'minu haqqan, he is a true mu'min, a true believer. So, did I exaggerate when I said fairness is very important? Was I fair or not? Yes.
Yes.
You
said mawasat is the second quality, two qualities. But if you were fair, wouldn't that be part of the quality of fairness to have mawasat? Why is it an additional thing?
No, fairness is not necessarily the same as muwasat. Muwasat means to share what you have with other people. There is no question here, there is no debate here, there is no issue between you and the other person. Fairness is when you want to divide the things, you know, and decide what is my right, what is their right. Okay? So, if I have, for example, something which is mine, I have worked for it, and there is a person in another part of the world who is poor. Okay? He doesn't have any right over this. But I myself give him a right to share with me. They are connected, but they are different things.
I don't see that as any difference.
Yes.
To someone who is fair. You don't need to do this, but you connect with them.
Yes.
So that's a quality of fairness. It's not an additional quality.
No, it's not fairness. It's more than... When someone has disconnected you and you connect with him, it's more than fairness. Because fairness is not to do anything wrong, not to disconnect the people who have connected. But to connect to the people who have disconnected is different from fairness. Look at this hadith. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, "Ansafun nas." The fairest people, yeah? "Man ansafa min nafsihi min ghayr hakimin alayh." The one who observes fairness against himself or herself, without any judge or ruler standing on his head. You know, sometimes, you know, I'm afraid that if I don't do this, this person takes me to the court, or, you know, I don't know, someone else gets involved, or Allah is going to question me. But imagine if there is no one to question you. And suppose Allah is also not going to ask you, or, you know, just for the sake of, you know, imagination. Are you able to observe fairness for the sake of being a mu'min, for the sake of being a good person? Are you do this because of the fear of punishment? This was from Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam. The previous one was Rasulullah. Another hadith from Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam. Allah means beware, yeah? Be informed. "Innahu man yunsifu an-nas min nafsih." The one who observes fairness with respect to his relation with people. Inshallah, I will explain fairness more, you know. So if you are fair with people, لَمْ يَزِدْهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا عِزًّا. Allah would not increase him except honor. Don't think you are losing. You will be more honorable. You see the connection between this and karama. And you can, I think, understand this easily. Everyone loves those who are fair. Everyone loves those who are fair. The fair people have the best position. In another hadith, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, "Hasbul mar'a." It is sufficient for a person. He said a few things and then he said, "Min aqlihi insafuhu min nafsih." For being intelligent, being rational, it's enough for you if you are fair. Means if you are not fair, you don't have enough aql. If you are fair, alhamdulillah, you have been given enough aql. Or you have achieved and cultivated enough aql. The person who is... So it means that rationality and fairness come together. وَمِنْ إِنْصَافِهِ. And a requirement of insaf is قَبُولُهُ الْحَقِّ إِذَا بَانَ لَهُ. He accepts the haq, the truth, when it becomes clear for him. Did you get the connection between insaf and haq? truthfulness. Munsef, a person who is fair, is concerned about the truth. No matter truth is on my side, on the other side, I have to be on the side of truth. Yeah? If you are fair, you don't say, I have to serve my interest. You say, let me find out what is right, what is true, and I try to adapt myself to the truth, not the other way around. In his letter to Malik Ashtar, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, you know, we Shia are victims of terror even from early Islam. This Malik Ashtar is assassinated before reaching Egypt. But the letter that Imam gave him became, you know, alhamdulillah, a heritage. Ansif Allah, then when you connect it, we say Ansifillah. Ansifillah. This is maybe something that we didn't talk about it yet. Even with Allah, try to be fair. Sometimes we are not fair with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? We expect too much from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We think that as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, has nothing to do, and just has to fix my problems. I keep making mistakes, and he comes after me and fix my mistakes. This is not right. We shouldn't, you know, expect too much from Allah. Actually, if we are honest and grateful, we should be ashamed of asking Allah for anything more than He has already given us. Yeah? If we really understand how much Allah has given us, we will be very embarrassed to ask for anything more. Those who can easily ask for anything more are the people who have not understood how much Allah has given them. But still He is so kind that He says, still you can ask me. But you should not ask Him by demanding. Just as a suggestion, oh Allah, I cannot thank you enough for what you have given me. Even after so many years of life, still cannot understand how much you have given me, let alone be grateful to them. But if possible, if it doesn't conflict with the general plan that you have for me, for others, for the whole world, could you please, if possible, give me this? Mm-hmm. And I'm 100% happy if you don't give me. Mm-hmm. If in this way, in a very embarrassed way, in a humble way, you ask Allah, it's okay. Otherwise, why we should expect too much from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then if He doesn't give us, we get angry with Him, and say, you don't love me, and therefore I don't love you, na'udhu billah. So, we have to be fair with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Amir al-Mu'mineen said to Malik Ashtar, Ansifillah. وَأَنْسِفِ النَّاسِ مِنْ نَفْسِكَ. Be fair with Allah and be fair with people. How beautifully Islam connects Allah and people. Not in the way which we make them equal, na'uzu billah. We don't make anyone equal to Allah. But Allah and people cannot be separated. Because these are the creation of Allah. You cannot be say, I love Allah and I, don't bother about people. Allah and people come together. If you love Allah, you have to love people. Okay? Haqullah and Haqun Nas come together. Even for every Haqun Nas, there is Haqullah. Yeah? We don't have Haqqun Nas without Haqqullah. For any Haqqun Nas, Allah is also there. So, Amir al-Mu'mineen said to Malik Ashtar, Ansif Allah, و انصف الناس من نفسك و من خاصت اهلك. And also those people who are very close people to you, very maybe intimate family members, these people also you have to observe fairness with respect to them. I think it means that not only you have to observe haqqullah and haqqunnas with respect to yourself, also you have to be careful that people who are close to you, they also don't expect too much from Allah or from people. You know, sometimes I have to be fair for myself. Sometimes I have people who are under me. I have to make sure that they are also fair. They don't also misuse my position to demand more. Another hadith is from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Inna lillah jannatan la yadkhuluha illa thalatha. You know, there are different gardens in heaven. Yeah? Heaven is not a place that is all the same. Even in heaven, there are different ranks, different positions, okay? There is a special Jannah, a special place in heaven, that apart from three groups of people, no one can enter. One of those three are مَنْ حَكَمَ فِي نَفْسِهِ بِالْحَقِّ, the one who has judged about himself truthfully. I, you know, always tell it, I love people who come and say, I made mistake. I was wrong. I owe you something. I wish we all become like that. This is great quality that someone can understand that he or she has made mistake, has wronged other people, has not been fair. These are the people who go to that special heaven. In another hadith, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, Mahdi, this is stopped. Yes. Yes, the other two I don't have here. Yes. In the source I'm quoting, only mention this one. I don't know if it is mentioned in the hadith or not. Anyway, it's not here. In another hadith, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, that la yantasifu al-bar min al-fajir wa la yantasif, sorry, there is no waf. La yantasifu al-bar min al-fajir la yantasifu alimun min jahil. What does it mean? Who can explain? La yantasifu, not la yunsifu. La yantasifu al-bar min al-fajir. Bar means good people. Fajr is bad people.
The bar don't ask the fajr about fair.
What does it mean? It means that a person who is good would not demand fairness from a person who is bad. Not that he is not fair with him. Would not demand. It means that you don't expect from him to be fair with you. Still you are fair with him. Well, the same is لا ينتصف عالم من جاهل. The one who is knowledgeable, who is alim, would not expect fairness from jahil. You know, sometimes it takes lots of energy and actually makes you tired when you see people are not fair with you. Okay? So, you have to find out whether that person can be fair or not. If that person is a person who is ignorant, you know, or is a bad person, don't expect from him to be fair. Because this is not something that everyone can have. They need to go to a process of improving and changing themselves till they become fair.
Yes. Some people who are actually hurting the people, the unfairness.
Yes, with unfairness.
Do they speak about it?
Pardon?
Try and draw the attention to it?
Yes.
Because you are hurting the people, not yourself.
You try to help them change. But helping them to change is different from expecting from them fairness. You know? If a person has a problem, you should understand that this person, as long as he has this problem, you shouldn't expect from him, because you are just making yourself tired. Try to change him. I don't say don't bother about it, but I'm saying that don't expect from him. If there is jahil, try to make him alim. Not that expect from him while he is jahil. You understand? Yes. Okay.
So shouldn't we expect fairness at the first stage? Because that comes under having good opinion about other people, expecting them to be...
No,
good.
That's expecting from this... This expecting that I'm saying is like demanding. So, it's not that we say they cannot be fair, but I think if we don't demand, we don't require expectation in this sense. The final hadith for today. ثلاثة لا ينتصفون من ثلاثة أبدا. إمام علي عليه السلام. العاقل من الأحمق. There are three people, three groups of people that they don't ask fairness. Means they don't ask the other party to observe their right. Aqil, the one who is intelligent, from ahmaq, from someone who is stupid. Not the only people who expect from a stupid people to be good are those who are stupid. Otherwise, you don't waste your energy on asking from them. This is the way they are, you know, they cannot change themselves. Al-Barr min al-Fajr. Someone who is very kind, benefactor, nice person, from a person who is a criminal and, you know, is used to doing bad things. Don't expect fairness from him. Wal-Kareem min al-La'im. An honorable person from a mean person. Yeah? La'im means someone who is mean. Okay. Now, alhamdulillah, we had this hadith. Now, I want you to reflect on this hadith. What is fairness? And what is the relation between fairness and truthfulness and honor? How we can measure our fairness? How we can learn to be fair. These are important issues that I request you to think, to study, if you have some books to read, to discuss, so that inshallah next week you help me inshallah, so that we together inshallah come with a good understanding of fairness. It's very, very important quality. Something that if you have it, you will be loved, and also you would love people, because then you don't expect too much from people. You realize that you are also a troublemaker. Yeah. So you love other people. If you cannot change people, change your understanding of people and see that they are not that bad that you think. So please study this, think about it, discuss it, and help me. So next week, before I start, I will ask you to share your ideas with me, but ideas that are well cooked. Don't give me raw materials here. Cook it properly and bring it to the class, inshallah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.